As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Monday here. Buzz in for Kyle behind the glass as we get set for the NFL Draft Thursday. We got a live show coming your way. We're going to be on starting at 8 o'clock. Rob Ellis will be on at 6, getting everyone ready. I think Hugh's going to be on from like 6 to midnight.
Yeah, I'll be there forever.
I'll be on from 7 to midnight. We'll all take over at 8, and we're going to have a great time leading up to the Eagles draft pick at number 32, if they make a pick at 32. All right, we're going to get all your calls here on the Andrew Painter thing. I would move him to the bullpen to save this bullpen. A lot of people are like, oh, you know, his trajectory, and he's got to be a starter. Hugh's scared to do it. I get it.
I'm not scared. I want to see the young man in the rotation.
I know. And you can see that in 2026. I'm trying to win a World Series in 2025. Where do you come down on Painter? Would you pull that lever to move him to the bullpen? I would. I think this bullpen is bad enough to ruin the season, at least the idea of winning a championship. And look, they have a couple things they could do. Hugh, you brought up Ranger Suarez. That's a possibility. I think he could help. Taiwan, I think they could do it. I don't know if he'd be great at the bullpen, but he could probably help down there when Ranger gets back. They can make a trade during the season, which they're probably going to have to do, but that's going to cost a lot. I think Andrew Painter could come up here within weeks and help in this bullpen. I think he'd be great at it. Would you do it? All right, we'll get back to that. Your calls on everything. AJ Brown, by the way, he got his car back.
He did?
Yeah, the police notified him. I just saw this before we came back. The car is, I don't know if it's returned yet, but they found the car.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure he has like a tracking system on it.
So we're happy for A.J. Brown that he got his car back after that saga. But, Hugh, I mentioned if the Eagles pick at 32, right? All right, so Adam Schefter had this whole article this morning on stuff he's hearing before the draft, right? Where is Shedeur Sanders going to go? Who's going to slip? All these kind of things. And then I got down to this section, Hugh, and I thought it was really interesting. Expect the Texans and Eagles to be active, right? So he's talking about teams that could trade and move around the draft. And here is what he wrote about the Eagles. Speaking of trades, no team is in a better position to make them this week than the Eagles. They own 20 selections over the next two drafts, more than the actual number of players who can make their team. Like, they literally have too many picks to bring in all these rookies. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they have added bargaining power should they try to trade for available veterans, a certain possibility during the draft, or if they decide in a less likely scenario, they want to move up. All right, Hugh, so Schefter is really hitting home the point that they have too many picks. They can't bring in this many rookies, and they could trade picks for veterans. Hugh, before we get to any names here, where do you come down on this? Would you rather draft and develop, or would you like the idea of them swapping some of these picks for veterans? And when you say veterans, that could mean guys on the end of their rookie deals, like younger players, but about to be free agents in a year or two, or it could mean vets, like guys that have been in the league a while that their teams are ready to dump. Where do you come down? Because it feels like Howie could be really active Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I think it all depends on which ones we're talking about, Joe, and I think you kind of set it up for me. If it's some older players that are still serviceable, mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. If it's some younger players that you just don't want to pay, I'm okay with that as well because they still fit into that mold that we're thinking about, 25, 26, 27-year-old players, and you're going to have control of them for a little while. I'm okay with that. But normally, I look at it like this. If the Eagles are trading for somebody who's going into a contract season, more than likely, you know, to cover your bets, you're probably going to sign that individual to a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles have been very, very selective in this offseason with who they want to give money to. Probably more so, they've been kind of tight with the purse strings a little bit. You know, we know we just heard Cam Jurgens get a deal signed. You know, they let some guys walk. They let Milt Williams walk. They let CJ, GJ, they traded him away. So this is an interesting proposal.
So so you're right, they could re-sign someone they trade for, or they could rent them. Like, if the price isn't much,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You trade a fourth-round pick and you just keep them for a year to help.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's one of those things, okay, say like Trey Hendrickson.
Now, so Schefter did, you set me up here, so he did have a list. He has two lists. One are young players who are close to the end of their contract, mm-hmm. and their team might not want to re-sign him, so they trade him. The other one is just veterans, like guys that have been around a while. One of those is Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, like a guy like that, I would probably trade for him and give him a nice deal because he reminds me a little bit of Chris Long in the sense that, you know, Chris, when he got a little older, you know, Chris still could play.
I like that comp.
Yeah, but Chris could still play. And Chris went on a Super Bowl championship tour. He went
for Patriots, Eagles.
He went on a Super Bowl championship tour, which I'm not mad at him for. And he was still a good player. So I look at Trey as a guy like that. So maybe that for him to take a little bit of a pay cut is worth it because you get to play for a contender.
All right. So two veteran names that stood out to me on this list. You mentioned one, Trey Hendrickson. Hugh, the other one is Jair Alexander, who at one point was, I think, the highest paid corner. Now he's not anymore because other guys have gotten deals.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of fell out of favor with the Packers. He's been banged up. I keep asking this question. We've talked about it. I don't think we're going to find an answer out until the end of this weekend. What do the Eagles really think about Kelee Ringo? Is he ready to play? Is he ready to be a starting corner? Because if he is, then they don't need a corner, right? They have Quinyon. They have Cooper DeJean. But, Hugh, if they're not sure about Kelee, they need another corner. Now, that could be a draft pick, or they could trade for someone. That position is, like, whoever's filling that slay spot, I feel like we haven't talked enough about that's a hole.
You know what? I look at it like this, and I might be off base on this one. I think that if they were to draft a corner, that would somewhat, and I know you don't care about nobody, this ain't Major League buddies, we don't care about nobody's feelings, but I think that would be a slap in the face to the guys that you have here that have worked for as long as they work, like Kelee Ringo and some of the other young guys.
You got, like, the guys are conceivably next man up.
Yeah. I think you probably, if you're going to get a corner, if you're not happy with the guys that you have out there, you're going to probably go get a corner that you look at that is serviceable and can compete if one of those guys don't step up. So I don't see them, I don't see that being a young player's position, if you follow where I'm going with that. I don't see that being the case.
All right, so he has Hendrickson, he has Jair Alexander, then he has a lot of names in here, of young players towards the end of their rookie deal, and maybe their teams don't want to pay them, and they want to get something before they're gone. Here's an interesting name, Hugh. So there's a lot of mock stuff out there that the Giants are going to take Abdul Carter, right? And they have a lot on that defensive line anyway, right? They have Brian Burns, they have Dexter Lawrence, they have
Sexy Dexy.
Yeah, and now they'll add Abdul Carter. But they also have Kayvon Thibodeau. Adam Schefter writes, Thibodeau is a potentially available, expendable player. If the Giants take Abdul Carter, would you take Kayvon Thibodeau? I think he's interesting. He was, a top five pick a few years ago?
Yeah, he was. And you know what's funny?
Out of Oregon. Now, he hasn't been a star in the NFL. He's been, what'd you call him, okay?
He's been okay. He had 5.5 sacks last year. Started to look like he was turning the corner a little bit.
Yep.
I'll take a flyer on Kayvon. I'll take a flyer because he's going into the fifth year, like this, the fifth year option, right?
What was he drafted? 21?
20? Yeah.
This would be the end. Yeah, this would be his last year.
Yeah. Man, I'll take a flyer on him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I would do that.
So you'd be okay trading some of these picks for these players we're talking about?
Well, look at it like this. 5.5 sacks, that's like what? 3 off of the sack leader that we had here?
Sweat.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're not upgrading it with Abdul Carter-type talent, but you're still getting some serviceable guys. Aziz Ojulari is another good player. Nolan Smith looked like he was coming into his own. Jalen Hunt. That's a decent little rotation right
there. Well, it's by committee. Yeah, you pass rush by committee.
Yeah, decent rotation.
I think this is almost a lock to happen. The Eagles have too many picks. Buzz, where do you come down on this? I'm very okay with Howie trading some of these picks to get some veteran help. Like at spots that they can't get someone in the draft, or if their board shakes out, like, oh, we don't love anyone here anymore. I would trade for one of these players in a heartbeat.
I would happily do that as well. This is a team. We know that in the NFL, more so than any other sport, maximizing your Super Bowl window, that window may not exist for as long as we expect it to. The last time the Eagles won the Super Bowl, that window shut real fast. And I know it feels like they're set up a little bit better this time. We all hope and expect that Howie Roseman will learn from his mistakes. But when you try and plug all of your holes strictly through the draft, you're going to hear about you got to develop this guy, develop that guy. His best years are a couple of years away. Yep. It's quite possible that the Eagles Super Bowl window might not coincide with some of those guys' prime. So I'm all for going after, I'm not saying exclusively, but veteran help to go and win now. I think there's a time and place to do it in each and every league. And coming off winning the Super Bowl, this is as good of a time as any to take on that strategy.
I agree. And here, we don't know how the draft board's going to fall Thursday, mm-mm, Friday, Saturday. They may have a tight end circle. They may have a corner circle. But if that guy's gone, they may pivot and say, all right, we'll just trade for this player.
You know what I do? I feel this, though. I feel with so much talk that has ramped up over the last couple of days about which team needs quarterbacks and what team is going to potentially reach for a quarterback, that there's going to be a good chance that not at 32 – but there's going to be a chance that the Eagles, to get who they want, they're probably going to have to do some maneuvering, mm-hmm, on draft day,
yeah,
to get that guy. But I feel like they're probably going to move up in the draft. I said all that to say I think that they're probably going to make some moves in the draft, because it feels like over these last couple of days that there's going to be a couple teams that reach for a quarterback.
Oh, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're
going to reach for a quarterback.
Well, the more quarterbacks that go on Thursday, the better for the Eagles.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And even with that being said, it's better for the Eagles, but it's not better at 32. It's probably going to be – they'll probably be in a situation or a position where 12, 15, 12, somewhere around there.
How far you think the Eagles are going to jump up?
Yeah. I think in the middle of the draft. I would say if I was recklessly speculating, I'd say they'd jump up to the middle.
If you had a guess, if they jump up in the draft, what do you think they're going up for?
Of one of the pass rushers.
I would think defensive lineman or pass rusher. Yeah. Like a Walter Nolan or Derek
like
Harmon.
You got the D tackle from Michigan, 55. Can't think of his name right now.
Mason Graham.
He probably won't be there. I feel like
another Michigan 55.
I know.
Yeah, that's a
good name. Graham.
Shadur is probably gonna be in the top 5.
I don't know.
It's going to be – who is the other quarterback that has been getting a lot of plug
lately? Well, there's two. Dart out of Mississippi.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Also Jalen Milroe.
Milroe, because they he's a sleeper.
And he was invited to the draft.
That's what – And another thing, they said he's faster than Lamar. I read that somewhere. They were like, he's faster than Lamar.
I saw a scout said if he was in the NFL right now, he might be faster than Lamar.
Somebody's going to reach. Somebody's going to reach for that right there. Because you remember, I saw there was a lot going on this weekend with my algorithm.
Uh-oh.
I saw some of Mel Kiper's biggest bust.
Overtime
when he was talking about some of the quarterbacks and everything. And Lamar was one of those quarterbacks that he was like, he didn't think was going to be a good player.
Well, a lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
What was it? Didn't Bill Polian say he should become a wide receiver?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And he got a lot of heat for that.
He did.
Teams are going to reach for that because I think Coach Harbaugh has done a tremendous job with Lamar Jackson. And if you get that skill set and you put him in the right scenario, that could be a formidable weapon.
Well, of course. Look at Lamar. People think he could do it.
Yeah,
look, all these things will impact where the Eagles pick, what they pick, but they've got 20 draft picks.
20 of them.
I'd be very okay with trading a few to get veteran help to win again and still have plenty to build the best young team. 215-592-9494. For your take on this, do you want the Eagles to draft and develop, or would you be happy trading picks for vets? I mean, Adam Schefter said it, quite frankly, they're going to trade picks for some players this weekend. And the question is who that's going to be, but the Hendrickson name keeps coming up. Let's go back to the phone lines. All this plus Andrew Painter. And I need your take on this. Does Hugh give good clues for Hugh's clues? You're getting rocked on the poll here. I mean, this is not even close.
I ain't worried about them folks, man. They're just mad because they don't pay attention.
Well, let me just check in here. Twitter poll question, which we've had a couple up today. You're losing 70-30. 70% of people say you don't give good clues for Hugh's clues. Now, Buzz, what do you think? As someone who listens and then you get to be with us today, does Hugh give good clues? And you could be honest. You could just tell the truth.
I think they're generally listen, today was an outlier.
That
was
pretty
weird.
Bad, yeah.
That was weird. No, generally speaking, I was going to say, I feel like it's more so that people don't listen. And nothing, and I'm biased because I'm back here a lot, and sometimes I produce all across the schedule. It is very clear that anytime we do a side topic or Hugh's clues, and I get it, people are in and out of the car, whatever, but people all the time will call up with answers that were said like 30 minutes ago or 20 minutes ago.
Nobody
whatever.
Listens.
It is way more on the audience than it is on Hugh's clues specifically because people just aren't listening.
See, but now you're giving him more excuses. He said this.
Like, I've been sitting in this chair. And perfect example of this, Buzz. Last week, Joe had a take on this whole A.J. Brown thing.
I would trade him for either Hunter or Carter.
Joe has been getting killed on Twitter. People say, oh, Joe don't know what he's talking about. I agree with Joe.
Tell that guy he's an idiot.
I agree with Joe. And I just found it fascinating how we were sitting here in lockstep with the take. And on top of that, the clip that they show, I think in the clip it shows that I was agreeing with you.
Which just proves that no one actually watches
Nobody's
the clip.
Nobody's actually watching the clip because I was right there with him. But he gets all the heat, and I just thought it was ridiculous. And I started to tell people, I said, it probably would help if you went back and listened to the clip, but we don't want to do that. We automatically assume that when we read a story, for whatever reason, especially nowadays, it's the truth, instead of going back. And, you know, at what we do, we can't do that. We can't just read the first story or read a headline and go with the story. You got to go. You better go do
gotta
some
be informed,
homework.
Yeah,
you got to do some homework. But most people don't do that. They just assume that whatever said is what's going on, not looking at that it's deeper than that. It's layers to this thing. And I just thought it was odd that Joe's getting all this heat for a take that we both had.
Well,
we both had this take.
When you say it, you're Eagles Hall of Famer Hugh Douglas. When Joe says it, he never played
so,
the game.
So what does that tell you? Don't shoot the messenger.
Listen, I was a long snapper in high school, okay?
People forget about that.
They do.
Don't shoot the messenger. So I don't get upset. And when people don't agree with me, I don't care. I don't care because I know they're not listening. Most people aren't listening.
Especially the 70% that are voting you don't
they hear what they want to hear, yeah.
Yeah, they hear what you want to hear.
Let's go to Kay in Cherry Hill. What's up, Kay?
Oh, man, long time no hear from, Joe.
What's up, man? Kay, what's up?
Oh, man, listen, I know we want to figure it out. Mm-hmm. But let's rewind a little bit and deal with the position that we put ourselves in this offseason. We sat with our hands tied. All these relievers and starters and stars were moving around. Go get Jesus Lizardo. This is a see what we got, season. We know what we got in the outfield. We're going to see what we got in the bullpen. Let's not ruin our future trying to, you know, make up for what the general manager didn't do. So we made our decision of where we wanted to be this year. We look at our outfield, we look at our bullpen, and maybe we do something next offseason and we go for a World Series.
So I just want to make sure we're on the same page what I'm hearing, Kay. Are you okay if the bullpen sinks this season and it kills their chances to win the World Series?
We don't have a chance to win the World
Series. They do. They have a chance.
I love my Phillies. And if we have a chance because of our core, but it'll be a magical run. It won't be a dominant World Series run. It'll be a magical run that catapults us to the championship. It's not going to be a consistently dominant. That's not.
So, Kay, I hear you. And they're not perfect, but the goal is the World Series.
Wait a minute,
here.
You can see not trying to get to the World Series.
Gap,
this year?
I'm hearing gap year stuff. Kay, we appreciate it, buddy. We lost a good. Yeah, I think so too. Kay's a good caller. We haven't heard from him.
Got that cricket.
Yeah, I can't do the gap year thing. I mean,
who doing that, man?
Again, if they have a bunch of injuries and things happen,
isn't it the football coach? Isn't that Kay?
Kay.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you might be right
on
that.
You better coach.
Yeah. So we don't do gap years.
As a coach?
No. Like, all right.
A retool, not a rebuild. Yeah.
Again, if they have a bunch of injuries or it's a bit tough year, like that's something we talk about in August or September, but they have three big-time starting pitchers right now. Wheeler, Sanchez, and Luzardo look excellent, right?
Yes.
They've got an offense that they've paid billions of dollars to, and they've actually started to hit a little bit here the last couple days. So,
did it look like the Mets were going to do what they did last year?
No, it didn't.
Until after we kicked their butt in England?
Yeah, and then they went on their run. I mean, this team has a $300 million payroll. Nobody, it's not a gap year.
And let's be honest, man. Nobody knows. Like, to be honest, we're fans, and we're going through with this team, but you really don't know who this team is just yet. They're still trying to round into form still.
Now, the bullpen looks bad. Now, and it might not be this bad, but when you have a 5.81 ERA, it's bad, man. I mean, bad bullpens can sink teams. And I just feel like they need to fix this. And they're going to. It's a matter of, do they trade real prospects for relief pitchers at the deadline? That's expensive. Do they try to put, you know, Ranger in there and hope he could do it the way he used to? Taiwan, maybe. I just feel the fix is Andrew Painter, and he's just sitting there.
Well, the most frustrating part about all of this wasn't some unforeseen issue that one saw coming. We all knew this all offseason. You didn't bring Hoffman back, and this guy's, I know it's early in the year, but on track to have what looks like another all-star season for the Blue Jays.
Yep.
What is the excuse that Dombrowski thought this would be enough, and here we're on April 21st, we already know it isn't?
I think it is the excuse. And look, would it make them look bad and Dombrowski look bad if they moved Painter? Yeah, it'd make them look like they screwed up and they're trying to fix it by moving around their best prospect in 20 years out of the starting rotation. That's fine. I don't care. I'm trying to win the World Series right now. I think it could help them, and I don't think it would ruin his trajectory. It just would change it for a year or two. Let's go to Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Julio, boy, I tell you.
Jay, what's up? How we doing?
Hey, man. Oh, my God. Joe,
what's going on?
Why are you going to disrupt this guy? He's just coming off Tommy John surgery, and you want to rush him up here. He's pitching against Class A dudes.
Yeah.
You think he's going to come up here and get everybody out?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Why do you want to damage the next 3 or 4 years? You already said Nolu falling off. Wheeler got, a year or two left. Sanchez out of here after this
year. That's more reason to try to win right now. They got to win the World Series now.
You're just trying to cover for your boys. Ain't your boys supposed to be the ones that could lead us to a championship?
Who's that?
The leader, Schwarber.
Yeah, Schwarber and Harper are doing their job right now.
Okay, will they do it in October?
Well, we got to get there first, Jay.
So Painter coming up here to save them, huh?
Hold on, Jay. If they score 6 runs and the team is winning 6-3, and then the bullpen blows the game, that's not on them.
What about the other Hall of Fame president? They let the top 3 relievers go. All the 3 relievers he let go got an ERA under 1.
Yeah, that president might be washed too. I don't know what Dombrowski's doing.
Well, who else washed on the team?
Unfortunately, the whole bullpen looks washed, Jay. So what do you want to do? Just sit back and watch them lose games?
And you also give you his props. You seen Rojas.
Oh, jeez.
He gave ZZ Top the Phantom
Yeah, he had a nice weekend. What am I going to do here, Jay?
Yeah, because he got to play. ZZ
Top, he got to play a lot last year, and he didn't do anything. Yeah. So you think Rojas is good now? Where this he's developed?
He's better than ZZ Top.
He stinks. I'm glad I don't have to watch Marsh the next 10 games. I don't like Marsh.
Let Marsh play. Marsh do this. This whole off season, this team stunk and did nothing.
I agree.
Okay, so you sit there, you want to risk this guy's career.
Risk his career? We're not sending him to war. He's going to pitch out of the bullpen. What do you mean risk his career?
He's just coming off Tommy John surgery.
He had a surgery 2 years ago. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Just like Bryce had his arm surgery and can't go out the right field.
Well, that's Bryce's decision. I mean, I don't know what that is. That's on Bryce.
I forgot that. Yeah. I'd do anything to help the team with. But go back out to the outfield.
Yeah, so you have a better idea than Painter, or you just want to be difficult today?
No, look, we go. Let it go.
Let it go. We got to fix this now. Let it go.
And the Panda and Pat then.
You're wild. Let it go.
Now, watch how we do this week. Mm. How we going to make a play to get Hendrickson?
I'm with you. I like that idea.
Well, we going to be all right with that.
Okay.
And look, I wouldn't be surprised if AJ out of here in another year or so.
You and I rarely agree, but I think you're right. I think down the line
You think that it's starting to wear a little thin?
Yeah. I think the writing's on the wall.
Hugh, I think he was the cover man for last year when Jalen was trying to speak out. Because, look, remember when he said what happened? The passing game. Who did they put all the heat on? AJ that week, right?
Mm.
And then next week, what Jalen say?
Is that what y'all wanted to see? Yeah. Right? Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what did he say at the championship game? Oh, they let me out of my restraint.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you see what he did? Big game players. That's what that dude number three need to do.
Well, he has done that a lot in big games.
Big time,
I was wondering how you're going to spin it back to Bryce. Jay, good phone call. We appreciate you. All right, 215-592-9494. On the scale of Jay phone calls, that wasn't that bad.
It wasn't. He was pretty tame. It's Monday.
Yeah.
Probably off of Resurrection Sunday.
Feeling good off of Easter,
feeling good off of Easter.
A lot of people are. They're not happy.
Have they ever needed Nola to give him seven strong?
No, he got it.
April 21st, more than tonight.
Let's hit that on the other side. Phillies, it's a big series tonight for a lot of reasons. It's the scene of the crime. The Phillies go back to Citi Field for the first time since they knocked out of the playoffs last year. And I think this series is bigger than we even realize, just considering the National League right now. 215-592-9494. We'll talk Phillies, Mets. Your phone call's on Painter. Would you move him to the bullpen? The A.J. Brown situation, he did seem to get his car back. Adam Schefter says they're not going to trade him this week. And would you be good if the Eagles traded some of these draft picks for veterans, or do you want to draft and develop? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.